Now we continue our readings in Mark's Gospel, chapter 3 and at verse 20. Mark's Gospel, chapter 3 at verse 20. Our last study dealt with the call of the disciples. At verse 20 we read, "And the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, He is beside himself. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man. Then he will spoil his house." The point being made there is, of course, amongst other things, that not only is Jesus not in collusion with Satan, as the scribes had averred, but in fact, he had entered Satan's stronghold to bind him and to deal effectually with him. That's the point in verse 27. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. This he said because they said he hath an unclean spirit. There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing outside sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him and said, Behold my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Amen. May God bless to us this reading of his holy word.